Welcome to Taffy Blue View, your source for all things Everton. I'm Jerry. Still, there's Edward. Yeah.
You missed me.
And here is David up here, hovering. Yeah. Yes, it blows you kisses. That's what David does. Yeah. That's how he rolls. So guys, how are international breaks still? Are you surviving?
Yeah, just about.
Meh.
Trying to find other ways to entertain myself.
Yeah.
It's not been great.
Yeah. I mean, at least England's national team didn't throw up a total stinker, you know? That's good. Played well, right?
Yeah. That's kind of where English football is. Now it's, we didn't get beat, so, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't win, but we didn't lose, so.
Mm. Yeah,
nah.
U.S. national team is playing Portugal today, and they're playing a bunch of young kids, and it's the hardest thing to get super psyched about it, because we're very aware that we're not going to World Cup, and so and Portugal's not even going to have like Cristiano Ronaldo playing, I don't think.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of like, do I watch it? Do I? You know what I mean?
Yeah. England are playing tonight against Brazil, but.
Was it tonight?
Yeah, so I might watch that instead, to be honest. Because there's actually something on that game.
Yeah, I'd be curious
is
to
there?
See. Yeah, I mean, I think Hart's starting, though.
What, for England?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Frowns abound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We probably, honestly, I think our conversation about Everton is actually going to be more fascinating than... You know, international talk. You know, to be frank.
I feel like as always the case.
Yeah.
Basically, international football sucks balls. put it as brief as possible.
To any of you international football fans out there, I would like to apologize for my colleague. He's hopped up on candies. At the moment.
Yeah, otherwise known as sweets.
Sweets. Oh, I don't even know what you call it there. Yeah.
Sweets.
See, we say candy.
Chocolate. Candy.
America. Oh, my gosh.
America.
This whole show is nothing but me apologizing for my American-ness.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
There can never be enough apologies.
Well, that's sweet.
We have to deal with them as well after recording. You know, it's...
Yeah, I don't envy you guys. I have to deal with me all the time. So let's talk about our show. Today, for all you podcasters out there, here's a brief summary of what our show will be like. We're going to start by talking about the rumor of the time, which is that Everton wants Silva. Yeah, okay?
Yeah.
And there's legit sources out there saying this is actually the case. So this is not a situation where people are trying to mess with the odds. You know what I mean?
Sure, it's not Sky Bet again.
Well, it could be. Anyway, so there's that. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about how awesome Pickford was when he played last week. And do a little... analysis about what his game could look like moving forward for England. After that, we're going to have a candid chat about one of our summer signings, okay?
But
we need to talk
be?
About blank. Who could it be? It's one of our summer
not
signings
Vlasic.
That's not getting a lot of
not
time.
Not Blanka Vlasic, don't worry.
I'm totally fine talking about her, though. So
I'm sure David is as well.
I feel like she doesn't want me to talk about her ever again.
Blanka, we like you. Let's talk about you. So,
two of the three people in this podcast really like you.
Yeah.
And
after that, we've got a quiz to take. Another quiz. This one about players that Everton has signed in the Premier League. 18 minutes long. We'll see how we rock that one out. So after that rather lengthy introduction, which I will no doubt have to edit significantly, let us get going with our first topic. Mr. Silva, all right? The word dropped today that Everton's been asking Watford about Silva, and that we've actually made an offer of $8.5 million to try to get him.
He seems to be the golden choice.
So I guess the question is, are we?
I feel
we...
like that joke has a silver lining.
See, you know what's funny? Everybody's doing the Silva puns, and I don't know if you guys can see back there. I just went ahead and just wrote. You know, I wrote Silva lining, and then I was like 30 pieces of Silva, and then I saw all over Twitter, everybody's already doing it. So you know what? Insert your own Silva call.
Yeah, okay? Get on with it, yeah.
So are we optimistic that this is going to happen? Because it seems like Watford are holding on like grim death at this moment.
This feels like another sort of Koeman situation. If we offer the right amount of money, he will come, but it'll just be for the money. So I personally don't want that.
Yeah, I agree.
And Watford fans all just hate us. And
well, I mean, I don't care about...
Yeah, not that much, but... Well, the Watford fan I know would be pretty pissed, and I think he wouldn't really take much of a liking to me. So I'll leave that there. Sorry, Jacob, if you're watching.
Which I'm sure he is.
Jacob, yeah, we're taking your manager.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really, really, as they say, jury's out on this one. I think I've looked at his record, and although it's a decent record, there's some decent sides on there, and he's done well at them. I feel like he's a bit like Sean Dyche, flavour of the month, and I just don't think he's proven enough yet. The only Premier League club he was at, he got relegated with, which I'm not blaming him for. It's just a fact. He got relegated with them. And he's only been at Watford for... It is just this season, isn't it?
Yeah.
So a few months, and it just screams Mason there. Basically, it's going to go two ways. He either won't come, or if he does, he's going to have to force the move, which to me then screams a mercenary. I know everybody in the game's mercenaries, but I think there's different levels, and that's a pretty, pretty high one.
Yeah. I've been kind of wanting this guy the whole time. I think I've been more optimistic about him. But mainly because I like the progress that he made at Hull. I thought he did a good job there despite them being relegated. I mean, he came into a hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it was rough.
A hole-shaped hole.
Yeah. Hole city. So, but it, honestly, it was pretty rough on him to come into that type of situation, but he did well. And I look at what he's done at Watford. I think it's great. I just doubted his desire to come here. I didn't think it was going to happen. When I was talking to John from the Rookery End podcast, he was saying, you know, he agreed. He didn't think he would want to come either because Everton are kind of in a little bit of a crisis. I have to agree with him. But, however, I'm under the impression that a lot of times when the clubs interact and say, hey, we're going to pay you this money, that means they already have a deal going with the manager. So I feel like he's interested and he's into it.
I do think he probably will come because there's been ample time for him to now come out in the press one way or the other and say, I am not interested, I don't want to go, and basically put a stop to any sort of links. And I don't think he's categorically done that as of yet.
It's this whole thing with Watford. I mean, they've said he's not going, but he hasn't said. Like you say, it's only Watford that I've said anything.
Which,
apparently.
Of course.
I am under the impression that there is a soundbite you can find where he has said that he wasn't interested, but it wasn't lately. It wasn't today. It wasn't yesterday. It reminded me of the moment. Again, Edward, that you made a really good point about this feeling like Koeman. It feels a lot like it, where both the manager comes out and says, I'm not really, that's not my thing. The club comes out and says, and then Everton probably, I mean, I think we're going to have to pay over $10 million to get him, though. You know,
that sort of question you've got to be asking, is he worth that amount of money that you're paying for him?
great question.
It's like any other transfer signing. Are they worth the money that we are putting in? Because, like you've said, David, he hasn't really proven himself at a big side. He's only really done it, I think you said, Olympiacos and, you know, teams like that.
He was at Sporting as well. In fact, he was actually involved with potentially one of the strangest sackings I've ever read about.
So weird.
Yeah, well, come on.
So he won the domestic trophy in Portugal. Is that right, Jerry?
I actually, I'm not sure about that. I only know the reason he got sacked.
Well, anyway, he won a trophy. I can't be sure of the specifics, but just 4 days after winning that, he was sacked by the club for, and I quote, not wearing the club's official suit in the cup match. And that's the truth, that.
It kind of makes you think that was just, they just didn't like him, and they gave that as their reason.
Yeah, like an excuse almost.
You know?
And then he left Olympiacos a bit strangely as well, didn't he? Where it was personal reasons. Does anyone know what that was? Or
I actually don't know about that one.
No, so I don't know. There's an air of mystery about him. I'll give him that. I think what would maybe persuade me personally to him is just the alarming names that are getting linked with the Everton job, and it almost feels like we're running out of.
Well. Apparently, the whole thing with that, Allardyce isn't interested. He's apparent.
I don't know if that's true, though.
Well, no, but apparently, just hold on, he's not interested. This is according to the Toffee Blues Twitter, so at Everton Newsfeed, go follow them and check it all out. They have said that in the Mirror, Allardyce has said he's not interested because all that they would be offering is a 6-month contract, and he is not interested in that. So,
however,
if it's true, which it is, the Daily Mail.
Now, hold on. I did hear. What was it? Isn't the big story today was Joyce's in the Times, where he's come out and said that really the only three we're really looking at right now are Silva, Allardyce, and Unsworth. It's what it sounds like. That was the impression I got from the tweet that I was looking at. And he said that we'd have to get Allardyce, we'd have to sort of come cap in hand and offer him closer to what he would want.
No.
You know what I mean?
Not happening.
Who is Allardyce to call the shots, please? In this situation, Allardyce should be the one begging, crawling at Goodison Park for the job at Everton, because it'd be the biggest job, except the international one at England. It'd be the biggest job he's ever had in his managerial career. Mm. So, and who is going to Allardyce offering him this job? Nobody wants him. Sam, we don't want you. We do not want you at Everton Football Club. Simple as that. Unless we lose our next game.
Yeah, don't jinx it.
And then at that point, I will be going back into this video and editing out your bold comment and your middle finger, and honestly, the too much editing, Edward. I'm on the fence as to whether or not this is actually going to happen. I mean, if I'm Watford, I don't let it happen. It's in the middle of the season. You know, and Everton would have to be paying me over $20 million. I don't see that happening though, so I don't know. I don't think it's gonna go down. But I will say, when I watched, there's a video on YouTube. Just Google or search into YouTube Marco or Silva tactics. Okay.
I love you. I love the way you say it. YouTube. YouTube.
But search that, and there's a video. It's about 3.5 minutes long, where it basically talks about his formation that he plays at Watford, and which, you know, the style that he plays. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's really fascinating, because so often they do a 4-3-3, or they do a, I think it's a 4-3-2-1. Or a 4-2-3-1. I kind of try to remember what it is. And basically, the big factor that changes is Cleverley. Because Cleverley will sometimes be part of that back three that helps shield the four. or he'll kind of step up and play as more of a little bit like a number 10, like an offensive center mid, attacking center mid.
A cam center mid type player.
Yeah, but he rotates between those. And so, he doesn't usually play with a target man per se. I mean, he's got Deeney or he's got Gray, which...
Or Okaka, who hasn't been playing.
Who never plays and who he doesn't like, apparently. Apparently, they don't even get along. All right? Ooh. So he likes to go Drithy. With kind of a quicker front line. All right? So Richarlison, who's basically a striker, plays on the left wing. All right? And so he plays with... So I was thinking about how this would convert to Everton. All right? And it's kind of fascinating because I don't think Schneiderlin gets in the team. I think he would probably go with, you know, a typical back four. We know that.
Yeah.
And then he would go with Gay and I think Banningimi, and then either Davies or Sigurdsson as the cleverly role. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then he's going to want speed on the outside. That's what he's really going to want. So he's going to want to throw Lookman, maybe Bolasie at some point, maybe Calvert-Lewin, and I think he'll want Nias as that center striker type.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I actually think it would translate pretty well. I just don't know where Rooney would fit in at all in that formation, like at all.
I don't feel like Rooney should just be considered in any starting 11 of Everton's. I think he needs to go back to being used as an impact player.
Even though he's our top goal scorer. Sorry, joint top goal scorer.
That's what I love when people say we shouldn't have signed him. I just think, look where we'd be without his goals. Because his goals have not only... except the Arsenal one, but he has had important goals. The one at City, the penalty at Brighton. Stoke wins the game. No, he's probably won the most points this season. I'd have to check that.
Yeah.
Statman!
We got to get a graphic with some theme music for you. Thinking about that, I think there's certain players that would thrive under Silva if it were to happen, and certain players that wouldn't. Like, I don't see... It would be tough for me to see a Klaassen thriving. You know what I mean? Like, although I think Klaassen's game is similar to Tom Davies. I just don't think Klaassen would get in over Davies or Sigurdsson.
I'm so gutted about Klaassen, you know. Like, I was made up with that signing. And
me too.
I'm still clinging on to it, that he's going to come good. But it just feels like everybody's losing hope. And I can understand why, because he hasn't done anything so far. But...
See, I personally think if he doesn't make any more appearances, he's gone in January.
Yeah,
well,
I do. Which
I've already seen him connected with, who was it, Fenerbahce? Like, I've already seen a story about
Turkey.
Him.
That's the graveyard of football.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But that could have been a shit link, though. Let's be honest. Yeah. All right.
It could just be lazy journalism, I suppose. But I'd be gutted. I think if he was going to go anyway, he'd just go back to Ajax, where he's a legend.
I'd like him to go back to Ajax if anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, per se, I wouldn't want him to go, but I feel like if an offer came in for him, I'd say accept it, because he's never going to get game time.
Mm. Oh, so would you actually let him go, would you?
Yeah, I would. I just don't really see the point in him, to be honest. And I was...
I don't like the idea of selling somebody before you really know what you have. You know, I'm not complete, but honestly, Edward, could I see us potentially selling him in January? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you're the only one that feels like that, man. I really don't.
I get what you mean by saying don't sell them until you see the potential and all that, but in all fairness, what's he done in the appearances he's done?
A lot of one and two touch football.
Capital One Cup against Sunderland, one of the worst performers, and I think he was one of the worst performers on the night, came off and it changed the game, if honestly.
Yeah, no, I agree.
In the Premier League games he's played, he's come off and it's changed the game. In the Europa League games, he's got one assist, I think, for Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah.
But
I think he played a part in the Rooney goal against Stoke. I know he wasn't the one who crossed the ball.
No.
But I think it maybe he done a run that kind of took the defender out of place. I can't quite remember. We'd have to watch it back. But I do agree with you both, by the way. He hasn't done anything really to warrant it. But I think his last game he played, he was knocking the ball out of play. And, you know, you can just tell his confidence was on the floor. He'd rather play a five-yard pass than try to do anything.
Yeah.
I just loved
it. He's a good player in FIFA. He's a good player in FIFA.
There you go. if he's good on FIFA, then he must be good in real life.
Yeah.
But I just think it'd be different if he come into a team who's playing well and he could have that freedom, not without the pressure.
Can we not maybe let him play U23s for a little bit?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Agree.
Get some game time. Actually, just get him playing, period. Just get him some confidence, you know, building up and everything. And there's nothing that says we can't bring him into the squad for a game. Hold on, Edward, you seem to have a problem with that.
We seem to have got off the topic of Marco Silva.
Marco Silva, though.
Is a player that might not be able to work
well
with
Clarkson. Yeah, that was the point of it. Yes, good segue, Edward.
Yeah.
Speaking of the word V, Marco Silva, eh? Anyway, I guess that's it. Let's just really quickly say yay or nay, whether or not, if it does happen, whether or not you're optimistic that, not that it would happen, but would it work? Do you think that we would be pushing for Europe this year or next year if he comes in? Yay or nay?
Are we waiting? Oh, am I going first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. Just because I think we are limited on options, and as I said, I'm still not 100% sure, but yay for me, and I would 100% get behind him. And I could get excited about him as well.
I'd get behind him. I'd say it would work. I think it would work really well. But I don't want him if he's coming for the money and to see it as a stepping stone like Koeman did. Hmm. That is my only thing. I would rather get someone with experience or someone that's new, that is in love with the club. So someone, Unsworth, I would rather have Unsworth at the minute if it's that situation. I'd rather have Deitch, maybe. I'd rather have Ancelotti, I'd rather have Tuchel. You know, any of those with experience that are looking to sort of build their profile but show they are the real deal. Basically, they're not just using money to sort of hide it, or they're not using Everton as a stepping stone. I would rather that. So if he's here for a project and he wants to stay and he wants to manage Everton for real, then I'd get him. But if he's coming for the money, no thanks. There's better.
Viewers and listeners, you've heard it first. Edward's man crush on Ancelotti continues.
Just in case you was concerned.
His number is still on speed dial. So, Carlo, we know you're watching. Edward still thinks you're great.
Yeah.
I'd do something, but then it would get edited out.
We'll just do it then.
No, it'll make more work for me. Okay.
Edited out now.
I suppose I deserve that. All right, so I'm going to say yay. I actually think, even if he does come for the money, I think he'll be a solid manager. I just don't know for how long. You know, because I think if he gets an offer for a club that maybe already has their stadium, I think he may peace out to a Champions League club pretty quickly. So
plus as well, actually thinking about it, just going back to it, if it's showing he can't be loyal to Watford, then he can't be loyal to Everton.
Yeah, and a lot of people say that about relationships too. You know what I mean?
I've never had one, so I can't
once
say.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
I've heard that. That's right. Yeah. I guess that's it. Have we given Silva and Klaassen and several other subjects good consideration here, guys?
Yeah. Let's just move on.
All right. So that wraps up Silva. Will Everton wrap up Silva? We'll see. So we need to talk about Everton's number one.
England's number one.
Yeah, England's
potential.
Yeah.
potential number one.
I think he put forth a case. Jordan Pickford got a clean sheet against Germany and actually impressed a lot of folks, even some Germans. So guys, do we feel like out of all the keepers out there, Pickford was deserving of the shot?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, in all fairness, I mean, Nick Pope for Burnley looks to be pretty good.
He does.
He's a very good keeper.
Took his chance, hasn't he, at Burnley? He's done very well.
He's had a bit of a Butland situation, hasn't he? The main keeper's sort of either gone or got injured. He's now taken his chance and he's excelled. So fair play to him.
I think Heaton, he'll struggle to get back in, won't he? I think
isn't he like 36 now or something? I think so. Something like that, at least.
Older than I thought.
Yeah. Pickford, yeah. I think it's about time I don't think anybody, considering one lives in America, I don't think any of us three are massive England fans, but we'd probably rather see them do well than not do well. I might be speaking on your behalf there, Edward, and I'm either completely wrong, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't mind them doing well, it's just all my support left them when we crashed out of the 2014 World Cup.
Yeah. Well, they've crashed out of every tournament I've ever watched them in. But I think it's, from an England point of view, I think it is time Joe Hart has cut loose. I think he's had too many years now of just being poor.
He's gotten away with it as well because no one's sort of come close to him.
But now I feel like England have got at least three or four really good goalkeepers.
Yeah, we'll count them. So we've got, obviously, Pickford. We've got Butland. Shall we include Nick Pope, or is he not really?
Well, I suppose we can include him. He's probably not top of the pile, is he? But
yeah, I mean, how old is he? I think he's only about 21 or something like that.
Yeah, I know he's young.
He's very, very, very young. So
you got Fraser Forster as well.
Nah, I don't rate him. I don't rate him that much. He's all right, but I don't rate him, to be honest. I mean, he's 6'7", and he didn't stop a simple, like, header that I think Burnley scored, so...
Yeah.
I rated him before his injury.
Who do you think's better, Joe Hart or Fraser Forster?
Forster.
Oh, Forster, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's funny that we answer so quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, but yeah.
He's head and shoulders above Hart.
I actually get that.
That was quick. That was quick.
I give you that.
I don't know. I don't really see Hart as being the starter going into World Cup. I just don't see it happening. All right. At this point, though, I think the realistic choice is going to be Butland starting.
Oh yeah.
Come World Cup. But honestly, I'm sort of fine with it because I feel like Butland's got more experience.
He's only got about two more caps, I'd say.
No. I was actually talking about just playing experience, really international experience.
Fair play.
You're totally right about that. I would rather give him the nod, if only just for that. And I would say that let's let Pickford play under a little bit more settled defense at Everton for a little while, you know, when we actually do get that happening, you know, because he's been making those, you know, running out, making those, you know, kind
mistakes.
Of ill-advised mistakes. Where he runs out at the ball and they just literally go around him. That's happened a couple of times.
Three times in one match.
Yeah, and I talked about it with Max last video, but it was it wasn't another video, it was just off camera. But I told him that kind of thing tends to happen with a defense that is not really firing on all cylinders. If you don't fully trust them, you immediately want to jump out there and it's, you know, I think he's going to be England's number two. By the way, my team's not going to even be in the World Cup. All right, so yeah. I have to live vicariously through you guys.
I got to admit, I'm actually quite happy that they've got two. We'll call them 23. Yeah, they are, like, it's two 23, 24 year olds that are pretty damn good, and they're both contending for a goalkeeping spot. And so it shows they could be in that similar competition for a couple of years to come, which it actually makes me quite happy to see.
Yeah,
like I don't want it where we've got, like it was with ages for Hart, like Hart on his own, and there's not really anyone else competing with him.
Here's my issue, though. I believe Joe Hart will be starter in Russia, and I think he may even end up being a captain.
Because no one's got the balls to actually get rid of, like, the old players that just don't work. Like, Henderson is another example. He's constantly in the team when he does... This is going to sound really biased as an Everton fan, but he does nothing for England. He does well for Liverpool, don't get me wrong.
I don't even think he does well for Liverpool. I think he...
Yeah.
I'm astonished that a club of Liverpool's size...
I've still got him as the captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a couple of my mates have said that they don't really rate him that much either, but he does turn up a couple of times. But England, he just never does. I mean, Loftus-Cheek. I don't think we can say about Pickford without saying about Loftus-Cheek. He ran the show against Germany, I think. He was quality.
Yeah.
Which shows another one of Chelsea's youngsters that never was given a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Among so many others. But we're not Chelsea fans, are we?
He's still at the club, isn't he? Technically, he's out on loan.
Yeah.
So he might still come good for them, maybe.
Maybe. But I think, you look at the team that we played, really, the only ones that give you I think was really... Well, none of them come to the top of my head. I can't really think of any. I thought it was a good, solid team that we had, that we played against England. I mean, we had a decent-looking defence. I think it was... Was it Dyer in the defence along with Stones and Jones?
Maguire.
I think Maguire was really the only one that was a bit shaky, to be honest. And Pickford
didn't
saved it.
Didn't they run? They ran three in the back.
Yeah, they ran three at the back, yeah.
Yeah, so it was Maguire, Stones, and I think Dyer played more centre.
Jones was in until he got injured.
Yeah, so that I think that's interesting that Southgate is running three in the back with wingbacks. That's fascinating to me. And maybe he's only doing that against strong sides. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Did work, though.
So do we... Let's fast forward 2 years, just past the World Cup. World Cup's over, and it's time to start picking yourself off the floor and, you know, start doing World Cup qualifying again.
Oh, gosh.
Pickford a number one after World Cup? Do we see him genuinely getting a shot, or is it the kind of thing where he's constantly going to be a bridesmaid?
See, I feel like if Butland moves on to another club, and, like, no offence to Stoke or anything, but... I keep saying that. No offence to Stoke, but if he moves on from Stoke and goes to another club, sorry to say it, but bigger than Stoke, he'll probably get the number one spot. So if he goes to a United or a City or a Chelsea or an Arsenal, you know, a team like that, he is probably going to be starting, because I must admit, he's on par with Pickford, if not a little bit better. I mean, you look at, if Pickford does stay with us, then I'd love it to happen, but I feel like he's going to be a bit like that constant number two, because he's at Everton, he's not a top six or a big club, so he's not really the highest rated keeper. You know, Joe Hart was always playing for England because he was playing for Man City, and that's a big club. So,
yeah.
But I think if he stays at Stoke, Pickford's got more of a chance.
I have nothing to add, I agree.
You've been saying that a lot recently.
I agree, I think we'll have to wait and see, but he has potential too, but it's between him and Butland long term.
I think as a shot stopper, I don't think anybody else is better. I think he's the best.
Because
shot
of the
stopper.
Amount he's had to face.
Do what?
Because of the amount he's had to face.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. But I totally trust him in those type of situations. It's just decision making certain times that he just needs, and he's young, you know. So hopefully,
that's something to do with the goalkeeping coach. Actually, thinking about it.
It might.
Stecklenburg and Rob Blairs were never really great with their divisions, their decisions either, if you think about it.
They weren't great with their maths.
No.
Were they?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. They could have got A stars. Not judging.
So, just really quick, I have to say this. The idea, and this is not related to Pickford, this is everything to do with Southgate. Southgate, this was your bad, but why is Solanke getting in the squad over Calvert-Lewin?
Yeah, I saw that.
He immediately, and I've heard people defend his decision. I don't understand how he can say, why would Wilshere get in? He can't even get in the squad for Arsenal. But Solanke barely gets in the squad for Liverpool, and he doesn't
score.
Has
he actually played any competitive minutes for Liverpool?
I don't actually know. I'm assuming he has some.
He has, but not a lot.
I saw something, I think it was in like the Metro or the Guardian or something like that, where they said about, I think it was Steve Cook, that's the younger one of the two from Bournemouth? Lewis Cook from Bournemouth. And I think there was only 9 players ahead of him who have played more minutes in the Premier League. And I think 3 of those, Calvert-Lewin, Davies and Holgate, and I think the only one that was ahead of Calvert-Lewin, I think, was Loftus-Cheek, but that was it.
Mm. Yeah, it just seems a little inconsistent, Gareth. So we're just asking you, as friends, you know, start.
I mean, he's scored even more goals than Solanke, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So
the only defense I can say is Solanke's bigger. He's bigger and more sturdy. He seems like he's a little bit more physically ready. But that's all I got.
Yeah. You know? Neither was Rashford, but he got into the Euros.
It's true. Very true.
Didn't
all right.
Know anything like.
So have we thoroughly given this attention, guys?
Yeah.
Yes, we haven't gone on a tangent. That's it.
Yeah.
We definitely don't do that. No.
No, never, never, never. Edward will not be joining us for this segment. He has taken this opportunity to color code and fold all of his pairs of socks.
Include the ankle ones.
Yeah, even the ankle ones. People know this about Edward, but he is not only a sock collector, but he's renowned in his part of the world for his collection. We all got to be good at something, people. You know?
And he's a sock guy. He's a sock guy.
Why not? I mean, when you hear him talk, you know he's a sock guy. You can tell just in the tone of his voice. We should dig into this particular topic. Because Kieran Dowell's been playing so awesome for Forest, a lot of people are yelling that we should bring him back. They're saying since we've had so many issues scoring goals, it'd be great to have somebody at our club, another player who knows how to score some goals, high on confidence and whatnot. So, so David, we should probably address this. You know, I got some questions about this, but first of all, do we even know if we definitely have the option to bring him back?
Do I know that? I believe it is an option, last I heard. Do I think it's an option we should explore? Probably not. I feel like we would be doing him a favor by saying no right now.
Yeah, I feel like there was an interview with Unsworth over the past 2 weeks where he came out and said, yes, we have the option to bring him back in January. But I have since seen other people reporting on Twitter that no, we don't. So there is a gray area there. I mean, one would think that Unzi knows. He's sort of the one who should know right now.
Yeah, yeah. As the manager, you should have some sort of idea. If anyone can clear that up for us, by all means, please do.
Yeah, there's just conflicting information that's out there right now.
Yeah.
I guess right now we should sort of assume that he is eligible to be called back. And So let's say we bring him back in January. Do you actually think this helps keep us in a good position in the table?
No. I'm a massive fan of Dowell, by the way. And he's done really well at Nottingham Forest, but it's just not the environment to bring him in, I don't think. we're still not sure if we're playing well. I know we won our last game, but we're still not sure whether we turned the corner yet. And a young lad like that, I don't think he needs to be in that environment when he's doing so well and playing regular football at Nottingham Forest. I mean, do you think he'd even be a starter in the team? I don't think he would.
See, that's one of my questions, man. I don't know who he would start over. I mean, number one, there's the question of his position. Because when you see him play for England's, U20s or U20, when you see him play for them, he's playing at like a wing position. You know?
Yeah.
And so it's weird because he's not a pace player. But he works so well with Jonjo Kenny, like up that right wing. They combine really well. You know, Kenny will overlap and he'll... they have the personnel to where he works really well on the wing for them. But him playing on the wing in the Premier League, which we've since learned we sort of want some pace at those positions.
We kind of want a winger to play on the wing, we think.
Well, we think so because we just haven't seen a lot of it. I mean, I think last game we saw some wing play. That was neat. That's different.
Yeah.
But I think I don't know. When I see his clips when he's playing for Forest, he's usually playing central.
Yeah. I probably know him as a number 10, or at least see him as a number 10 anyway. And it just feels once again like we're just pushing people out on that wing, doesn't it, a little bit?
I mean, I mean, think about our number 10s then, all right? Sigurdsson, all right, who I think his game is pretty similar to be honest. Rooney. And this one guy who might actually start playing soon, you may not have heard of him, Barkley.
The man.
I'm getting so excited for him coming back, man.
Yeah. I'm just still a little bit concerned whether he is going to come back. He's just been so quiet, hasn't it? The whole Barkley situation. I was hoping maybe Koeman gone and he would start kind of being a bit more vocal, even on social media platforms. And he's still playing hard, isn't he? So... I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks maybe he's got his heart set on a move now, which I hope not. I really do. But we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty convinced that he'd been tapped up by Spurs. That's just the vibe that I was getting. But I think he would be it wouldn't be that wise for him to go ahead and sign up if he doesn't know who our manager is going to be.
Yeah.
So for him to immediately just say, Oh, I'm in. And then all of a sudden we bring somebody in who doesn't jive with his style at all. So I don't know. I think he will come back and he will play. Now, who our manager is going to be, who knows? But the point of all this is, right, I don't think Dowell will start over Barkley. I don't think he would start over Sigurdsson. And I don't think Rooney would be debatable if we needed somebody a little bit, you know, younger with a little more spring in his step late in the game.
Yeah.
He may be a good choice there, but I don't know, man. I just don't think he would be the choice to really help us win games right now.
And I think another issue is Everton have already got quite a lot of youth within their team, haven't they? So they've got Kenny, who's been playing right back, got Davis in there, Calvert-Lewin as well, Luckman when he plays, Vlasic when he plays. We need to be careful that we don't kind of go too youth heavy with the team and there's not experienced shoulders there, because everyone forgets these guys still need to be kind of nursed through the games and can't just expect it all from them because they're still learning, aren't they? So, I think we've got to leave him where he is. You know, scoring hat-tricks from midfield is pretty impressive. Let's see a bit more of that. Let him enjoy himself before we bring him back here.
Plus, I'd like to see him play one season at a higher level the way he is in the championship right now. I think it's tough for these young kids to go on loan to the championship and be healthy and actually be fit and not get injured and actually build up some kind of toughness. You know what I mean? I think this is just a really good scenario for him to be in the championship playing for a team where they love him.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like a win-win scenario for us. I'd leave him there. Let him get confident.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a grueling season down there. I mean, I think it's 46 games they play, isn't it, in the championship? Oh, I can't be sure. It might be 44. But either way, it's a long, hard season.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how many teams are in the championship. Is it 22 or 20?
Oh, God. You know, to try and proclaim I'm some sort of stat man, I can't even tell you. 24. It's 24.
So they play 46 games?
Yeah, 46 games. That's a lot of football. Holy, you know, it's 8 more than we play in the Premier League, and we look jaded at the end of the year. So he's playing a lot of football, which is only going to benefit us.
Mm-hmm. So I've got some fan thoughts on this. Question was asked about Dowell, and Simon Davies says, no, he's doing just fine where he is. Trevor McKinley says, agree, stop messing with the first team and find a settled formula that works. No point bringing in another young player and heaping all the pressure on his shoulders. Falcon Blues just says, no. Hawks says, no, leave him there for the season, let him flourish and grow, he'll be ready for us next season. Pete says, people moaning about how many number 10s we have, then ask if we should bring another back to the squad. Ha ha ha. I think we agree with almost all these. Frank Keegan says, definitely not. The regular game time he's getting in his favored position at Forest would not be replicated at Goodison Park.
Is there anybody who is in favor of bringing him back?
Yeah. They're really verbose, too. Craig Lumsden, 02, says, yuppa. Lee.ward88 says, should never have been allowed to go. Yo Nathan Levitt, 31, I'm not completely sure how to say that, says, yes. Yeah. Alunka Therol, 2292, says, yeah. G Meehan, 78, says, yee.
I mean, what we're arguing is there's some very complex Twitter handles out there, isn't there?
There really are.
Well, that's what we're picking up from this one.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really find anyone that has a lot to say and is in favor of bringing him in.
I suppose touching on the guy who said about he should have never been able to go, he did feature a lot in Koeman's preseason. Yep. And he scored some goals as well, so it did look like maybe he was going to play, but...
Yeah, and Dean Holmes says, after his preseason, I would have given him a run in the first team. The lad looks class. And I've got to be honest, when I think about... I thought he was going to stay, and I still think that it would have been a good idea to keep him at that time. But then we brought in more players. You know what I mean? We brought in Sigurdsson.
Dean Holmes. Just my alter ego in this situation, because he basically, I mean, I'll just check it's not me who tweeted that out, but yeah, I agree, Jerry.
Yeah, and so since we finally did send him out, I say leave him, and I think you agree. I don't know what else. There is a leaf blower right outside my window.
I can actually hear it.
Yeah. I mean, this is part of our show, you know what I mean? It's some people like music behind their commentary, and we like to go a little avant-garde, little power tools.
He must be working his way to my side of the office as we speak.
Yeah, he's moving around. Moving around to right over there. believe us. So, here at Toffee Blue View headquarters... I mean, any parting thoughts on Dowell? It seems like you and I are in agreement, and it's pretty clean cut for us.
Yeah, he needs to stay, keep learning his trade, keep doing well. You know, Nottingham Forest, they've got an outside chance of getting promoted this year.
Yeah.
I think they're only about 2 points off the playoffs, so leave him there, see if he can help them. Have a good run at the playoffs.
That'd be a huge experience for the kid. Just huge.
Oh, I. Yeah.
Gosh.
That'd be fun.
So,
plus, Nottingham Forest, they're a huge club. And, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing them back in the Premier League someday.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
But I just don't want him to stay there.
No, yeah. Yeah.
You know, selfishly.
For this year.
Do what?
Say for this year only.
Yeah, stay that's there. Right. That's right.
Cool.
So I guess that's it. That's our chat about whether or not to bring back Kieran Dowell. We're back again, and this time we need to have a frank conversation about one of our new signings. All right, I got to be honest. When we signed this guy, I thought he is going to be just a plethora of goals. All right, a fountain of goals. I thought,
so we're definitely not talking about Keane.
And immediately I was sitting there thinking, this is going to be a huge, amazing gem of a signing. All right? I still think he's a good player, but I actually think now there's some debate about the guy. All right? So, everyone, we need to talk about Sandro.
Hey.
All right.
Aye, aye, aye.
So, guys, let's go over strengths and weaknesses. What's lacking in his game right now, guys?
Everything.
Okay, so we finished our video. Tune in next time.
See you next week. I personally think he's just horrendously low on confidence, like Klaassen. I just think he needed the goal early on. He hasn't got it. He's been playing in teams that haven't been playing well. He's been a lone striker at times.
He's probably felt... Sorry, no, carry on.
I was going to say, that's all accumulated in a real tough start, and now he can't even get in the squad, so...
Mm. I feel like he's got the... Like you say, he's coming into teams that aren't performing well. I feel like there might be even a bit of pressure on him to try and deliver, because he always comes in and it's sort of a bit like the impact sub. And
and we're not scoring goals, so there will be pressure on. You're right.
So, I think it feels really, you know, would we start him though ahead of the likes of DC? Actually, no. We'll save that for later on to cut that bit out. We can finish that bit off.
Your way, Jerry.
Well, so confidence clearly lacking for the guy right now. It's what it seems like. All right. He's come over to a new country. He's a guy who genuinely seemed pretty comfortable in Spain, was doing well at Malaga. I actually thought that he was being brought in to kind of be our Spanish Jamie Vardy. I got the vibe that Walsh was bringing in certain types of pieces like he wanted to bring in at Leicester. All right? So I thought, you've got a guy that's clinical, can score from outside of the box, has some pace, is quick, can pass, runs the channels well. He's just, he's a total package, all right? Mm-hmm. And he's two-footed, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I've been expecting that. But what I see when he plays, it seems like when the ball comes to him, does it seem like his first touch is off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
that comes with confidence, though.
Factor of low confidence.
You both said the same thing. That's
fair. Yeah. We're so in tune; it's unbelievable.
Oh,
great
yeah.
Minds think alike. You know. Or Evertonians. There's no difference.
So, I see that, and I'm hoping. I think it's a situation. Why can't we do the same thing with Klaassen that I was mentioning earlier in our Silva video? Do the math on that, everybody. We were talking about Klaassen in the Silva video. But why not give him some run in the U23s?
Yeah.
You know, if he's not playing, get him some kind of time. Get him used to playing in England. I don't care who it's with.
Mm.
You know, just anything.
You need to be playing. It worked for Nias, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he become quite prolific at that level, and it's turned out he's played first team football and he's been getting goals there as well, so.
Yeah, but you know it's not going to happen, though. It's not going to happen. Because he's been given the number 9, so that means he's got to be in the squad.
Mm.
You know, it's probably for if you look at it a different way, it could be for business reasons. I mean, if you're not seeing the number 9 shirt on the team, you're probably going to get less shirt sale.
Yep. But yeah. Who was our number 9 last season?
Kone.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Shut up.
I understand the point you were making, but I think you've just got to put all that to one side and just get someone doing it.
Yeah, but he's been given an iconic number for Everton. So
that tells you about the expectations that Koeman and Walsh and everybody had for him. They were expecting him to come in and immediately contribute.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to say, was he a Koeman signing or was he a Walsh signing?
You know, I think he was a Walsh signing, but I got to be honest, Koeman immediately played him. Yeah. You know what I mean? He immediately, but he wanted to play him on the wing. That's the thing.
I feel like he's a winger. I feel like he's a winger.
See, I see him more as like a second striker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the advanced forward role almost. Yeah.
I think maybe...
Football manager terminology there.
A centre forward behind the striker. FIFA terms right there.
Are we going to Football Manager versus FIFA here? Or
we think.
Get me clear.
But I think... See, I personally see him as a winger. To be honest, that's a lot of the time he spent at Barcelona. He played on the wing. And I think in some games for Malaga, he played on the wing. And he looks to be that sort of player, a bit like Morales. You know, can go for goal, can do his free kicks. He's got pace and he's got a bit of power about him. Not as much as what's needed, but he's a good little winger. And maybe he could be a striker, a bit like... See, actually, I think he's basically like a Spanish Morales, not with the whole attitude thing, but a Spanish Morales where even if he does good, people are still going to criticise him. Because I think in that game he played against Sunderland, I thought he had one of his best games for Everton. You know, he got an assist, he was making good runs, he was acting like a natural winger, but then he could cut inside, become the striker, anything like that. And yet people were still having a go at him. I mean, the likes of these websites, I won't mention any names, give him player ratings.
Go on,
but they were giving him really low ratings, and it wasn't fair. You know, it's not fair on the guy who's just had a blinder of a game, and he got an assist, which helped to actually win us the game. You just think...
Nightmares of him playing on the wing against Leon when he come on, though, and just kind of...
Yeah, but in all fairness, against Leon, I thought he was one of our best players.
No way.
I mean, no way. But he actually went forward with the ball and attacked with the ball. We just shut up. Oh, wait, no, hang on. Am I thinking of Atalanta?
Yeah, because didn't he tackle someone? He tackled someone and they went and scored.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I forgot about that.
It was a miscommunication between him and, was it Bunny and Gamey?
No, it was Martina. It was Martina.
It was Martina because he was playing left back.
Why'd you say that?
Yeah, I was on such a good Jerry, run. I think he's I'd prefer to see him up front just because I believe he'd done well in that position for Malaga.
Yeah, that was my rationale. I'm trying to compare him to another player. I'm trying to think about another player that's successful, that has a similar style, similar size, and plays a similar position. All right?
I've got one. I think, I've said this, right, when I went over to London for a Transfer Deadline Day special, I actually said, and I'm still confident in this, that he could be like the next kind of Aguero-type player. You know, good with free kicks, got pace, got a bit of power about him, small, but he's agile, and he can shoot a goal. So if he just gets his confidence up, I personally think he could be like another Aguero.
Yeah, he scored three direct free kicks last season, by the way, which was more than what Everton scored all year.
Find out more in David's story on the Toffee Blues website.
If only somebody done a piece on it.
hint. So, that's the thing. I mean, I do see a little bit of Jamie Vardy in him. I think the Aguero shout is almost a best case scenario. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's similar body type. I do think they would probably score similar types of goals. I think...
Yeah, the City fan said that. He said I was being a bit delusional.
I don't think it's delusional. You're talking about a best-case scenario. You're talking about a player with a lot of potential that could grow into that.
We'll call it hopeful.
Yeah.
That's probably...
Optimism.
Yeah.
Well, optimum.
I think the thing about his game that I don't see a lot of very... that he's lacking significantly is... his hold-up play is not great right now. Anytime somebody bumps him in the back, he's down.
Yeah, but there's no strength in his Spanish, so he's going
to
dive.
Well, that's the thing. We got to keep him upright. He's got to figure out a way to get used to contact and anticipate that contact. It's coming from behind you. In England, it's always coming. It was the downfall of I remember thinking Jose Altidore from America was going to come to Sunderland and be this great striker. And every time the ball would come to him, a defender would meet it at the same time as he did, and the defender would just go through him and take the ball. And I was like, he's never going to make it because of that.
Yeah.
Never.
Isn't he a big, stocky guy as well?
Yes. Yeah, made no sense, Edward. it's so frustrating to watch. But Sandro needs to focus on the physical part of this game as far as Premier League game. That's what I think is missing the most. Because he's got an eye for a pass. He's got a shot and a half. I'm just waiting for him to unleash one that's not blocked.
I've got one. I've got one. He's got the brain, but he's not got the body.
Maybe. Maybe not yet. I just wonder how patient he's going to be. How long is he going to be willing to grow and toil, on the bench or not even on the bench? How long is he going to wait? And it might not be, it may not be till, gosh, it may not be till the end of, he may leave in January, dude. So I guess two last questions, because we've gone over and I probably babbled too much. If it's one of these three managers coming in, and I know this is not what we necessarily want to hear, guys, but we need to maybe think about it. If it's Unsworth, Silva, or Big Sam, which of those managers gives Sandro the best chance? Stylistically, but also just mentality-wise, which one do you think is going to give him more of a shot?
What position are we playing him in?
My answer's going to be short, so I'll just say mine quickly and then leave Edward to
elaborate. I'm not going
to
do a two-decision thing. I'm just wanting to know which position we're playing him.
I'm going to say one of the strikers.
Or whatever he wants to play. But Silva, I think, is his best option. I think Allardyce won't look to probably use that kind of player, and Unsworth has already made it clear that he doesn't like that kind of player.
I am also going to say Silva, because I think Silva is pretty up for playing foreign players. I think Unsworth right now, and I would maybe even say Allardyce, but I don't know if I'm painting him with the right brush there. But I think Unsworth is looking for a lot of players that have experience in the English League. All right? I think that's what he wants right now for the most part. And he's not really giving Sandro the shake that he deserves right now. And so I'm going to say Silva, because Silva likes to run with those three forwards. You know what I mean? I just think that's a possibility. So anyway, what do you think, Edward?
I mean, it definitely won't be Allardyce, because he doesn't suit his system. If he gets given a chance, he could excel under Unsworth. I'm saying that now. Because he likes to play... I think he's looking at playing like two strikers, or at least, you know, if he puts like Sandro out on the wing, he could actually do a decent job there, probably better than like Lennon or something like that.
So are you both not worried that he hasn't even really made the squad under Unsworth?
Yes, I'm very worried. Yeah. I know. I'm worried. Sure, I'm worried he might leave if Unsworth gets the permanent job.
Yeah, this is something me and Edward spoke about on.
Massive Twitter.
Oh yeah, interesting
thing, didn't we?
Fan thoughts.
Okay, this is
don't we love our fan thoughts.
This is what the fans think about. Let's see here. All right, so
we just reminded him that. What?
Yeah, fan thoughts. Dave says He's not been given a run of games to prove himself. He came with a glowing reputation and goals to his CV, so I am sure he must have more than he has shown. When you're a struggling team, it's hard to give a misfiring striker time, but that's what he needs. David Bryce says, weird that he's not played in the U23s. Klaassen, too. They will both be miles off match sharpness now. Okay?
Then, Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry, is that you? David Bryce, Jerry, is that the same person, or...?
I will not comment on that. at DA Hughes 92 says, 14 league goals last season in La Liga is good enough for me. Three were direct free kicks. I do nothing but look about direct free kick stats all the time. It's pretty much my life. More direct free kicks than we managed as a team to score all of last season.
I feel like that guy's been misquoted somewhere. That guy's normally a reasonable guy, and I don't feel like he would have said all of that.
Sounds like a knob.
Hey, you have met him, man.
So, at Jam E. James YT.
Sounds like an awesome man already.
Says, the one we scored was by a certain striker Sandro was meant to replace. Sandro needs trying out for a good run of games, a bit like Nias, to see if he's good enough. Just a shame that Calvert-Lewin is in his way at the minute. Would rather see Nias and DCL at the minute. And, oh, Sandro is great at FIFA. We should play him because of that. So.
Hang on a minute.
So this is actually a very long conversation between the two of you on Twitter. And if I read all of this, it's going to be the whole show. So, anyway, it seems
we can always reenact it one day as a bonus video.
It's funny. A lot of the Twitter folks are saying that he needs some kind of chance. They're more patient than I was expecting, for the most part. However, I have seen a lot of people just randomly tweeting Sandro's awful. Get him out of there. You know, and I don't know.
In all fairness, we haven't lost much on him.
No.
He did only cost 5 million, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's business me talking.
I watch him in games, I watch him highlight videos of him, and he just looks so good.
Yeah.
Have you seen the free kick that he scored against Atletico Madrid?
Yeah. I mean, he got his goal against Barca as well, when he's on that breakaway. Yeah. It was nice.
That's what I mean. You know, we need to get this guy playing, don't we? Because if he does any of that for us, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, like I said in the tweet, I feel like it's sort of swapped with him in DCL at the minute, because DCL should be getting subbed into games, sort of be as a bit of an impact player, to get this experience so that next year he can start more games and get more goals. And Sandro should be starting more because he's got more experience in the top flight of divisions. Yeah. And he looks like he's got a bit more quality about him. But at the minute, it's swapped around the other way.
Yeah,
I agree.
See, I think actually what we should be trying to do is have three strikers. Well, obviously, yeah. Niasse, Calvert-Lewin and Sandro. And sort of like keep rotating them. So like they all get 2 games each. Mm. And then they all keep rotating. So then we can see who's like our best partnership.
So, I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Also giving them game time.
I think it's a great idea. I just think if we put Sandro up there as an isolated striker,
it's never going to work.
No.
Well, you look at Aguero. He's never like alone in.
But he's sturdy. He can actually, if somebody comes up behind him and bumps him,
he was never alone in like his first couple of seasons. He always had Dzeko with him, didn't he? Or Balotelli. So. Yeah.
He can hold his own, though. He's more of a physical guy.
Play with that as you will.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So, last question. Will Sandro make it in the Premier League? Yes or no?
Give him a chance to see.
Is that a yes or a no, Edward?
I'm still confident he can turn into our Aguero, so yes.
Edward says yes. David?
I feel like if Niasse can make a comeback, Sandro can make a comeback, so I'm going yes. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm just going to say yes, and I'm not going to even tell you why.
Niasse never needed a comeback. He was always going to be good.
Omar. Omar coming.
Omar.
All
Omar.
Right. So, that's we need to talk about Sandro. There it was. If you're just now tuning in, you missed it. Go back to earlier. Yeah, I got the guys here. We're going to take a quiz. International break always means quizzes. So yay. This quiz is another quiz off of the Sporkle website. It was created by Fajardani2. Okay? And so, Fajardani2, if you're out there, we're about to take your quiz. All right? The quiz is, can you name every player that Everton has signed in the Premier League? All right? I will say I got a tip on this that Vlasic is not on the quiz, so let's not say him, okay?
Okay.
All right, so, but that's it. I guess we're ready to go.
Oh, crap, boy. I think it includes all the under-23s stuff as well.
So if it includes under-23s, this could be interesting. All right.
This could be very interesting.
All right, so we ready to start, guys?
Yeah.
Whenever you want.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go. All right.
We started a little bit before that.
Can we just start with Lukaku?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to. Yes.
By the way, I typed in Lee, L-I, and it came up. Weifeng Lee. So that's a thing.
Yeah, Yakubu.
Okay. Yakubu.
Baines?
Yeah, everybody ever, isn't it? McCarthy.
Yeah. Gibson.
Yeah.
Besic. Schneiderlin.
Stones.
Pickford.
Hang on.
Jagielka.
Got him.
Coleman.
Coleman's not on there.
No, he's not. That's weird. Did you say Nias?
Yeah.
Niasi.
Kone.
Kone.
Are loans counted?
Yes. BC. That's on the side.
Traore. Who'd you say, David?
BC, James BC.
Oh, yeah.
Lee Carsley. Duncan Ferguson.
I lost you, Dave. What?
Duncan Ferguson.
Ferguson. Gotcha.
Campbell.
Donovan. McBride.
I can think of the other.
Give us two.
Do what?
Pina, because he'll give us two.
Oviedo. Howard.
Ravison.
Gay.
Yeah.
How am I spelling Gravison wrong? Is it two S's?
No, it's Grave and Sen.
Oh, S-E-N. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Sigurdsson.
Jelovic.
Joe Max Moore.
Good shout.
Wait, it's named Moore, isn't it? It's not Max Moore.
Yeah, it's just
Johnny Heitinger.
Heitinger.
Gotcha.
Sandro. Gibson. No, hang on.
I did.
I was thinking of the other one.
Hey, Cody Arno.
What? Who's that?
From the Carolina Dynamo. He's right there. Just A-R-N-O-U-X. He played for Wake Forest here in town.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Wait, say that again.
His name's Cody Arno. A-R-N-O-U-X. Yeah, they're working on getting me an interview with him, by the way. So.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, who's the Queen's Power Rangers we had? The most recent one. I can't remember his name now.
Put Morganis in while we're waiting.
Who'd you say?
Morales.
Yep, I just typed the same one in. Weird.
Jagielka. Got him, haven't we?
Got it. Lookman. Sambu.
Sambu.
Arteta.
Oh, Arteta.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Twice.
Rooney.
Keane.
I mean, this guy has definitely missed quite a few out here.
Galloway. Garbutt.
Garbutt was an...
Oh, he's the original?
Garbutt was Academy.
That's awesome. I thought for some reason I thought he came from somewhere else.
You might be thinking Wigan.
Naismith.
Right, okay. Go for the most recent ones. Who was the... Oh, Martina. And...
Sandro. Clawson.
Funes. I just want to say, there's quite a lot we hadn't actually accounted for. for this summer. We're missing about three names. One from Wolfsburg, one from Mets, one from...
The one, Josh Bowler from QPR.
Thank you, I couldn't remember his name. Who's from Mets?
What about that Donker?
Donker. Anton Donker. Did it count?
Did it count both Gibsons? Because we sounded... Oh, yeah, Lewis Gibson's already on there. Cool. Okay.
Gascoigne.
Yeah. How do you spell his name?
You know what? I don't know.
G-A-S-C-O-I-G-N-E.
I'm sure we've been told to spell that different name before.
James McFadden.
McFadden. Oh, Vaughn.
He was Academy.
He was Academy too? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because he was the youngest player for a while to feature in the Premier League.
Did we sign Browning or was he Academy?
Barry.
He was Academy, yeah.
McGeady. Oh.
Gotcha.
So many.
Oh. Rodriguez.
Have we put Gosling in?
Not as far as I know.
Got him.
Saha.
Niarco.
Niarko.
Drentha,
yeah.
Levin.
Stecklenburg.
Stecklen.
Stecklenburg.
And Robles.
How do you spell Stekelenburg as well?
S-T-E-K-E-L-E-N-B-U-R-G.
I keep forgetting that. Aston Villa. That was Idrissa Gueye.
What about Crystal Palace, 22 million?
Balassi.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Good job.
Good show. Sheffield United. Hang on,
we haven't
got
Calvert-Lewin. Have we got Holgate as well?
Nope.
Not as far as I know.
Nice.
Right, and you free already, transfer.
And you already got Calvert-Lewin.
Who was the free transfer that we got from City in the same season as Stecklenburg? It was at the start. Yeah, we got Williams as well.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Barry in there, haven't we? Even
though yeah, we've got Barry already.
Yeah.
Which other rejects are we...
Same season as Stecklenburg.
Yeah. Unless he was for the under-23s.
McGeady.
Yeah,
I've got him in.
At this point, it's all down. What about...
Free agent in the same time as Aruna Kone and Robles. Wait, who was the... Baxter. Jose Baxter. That was another one.
Oh, Fellaini.
Fellaini is another.
Pulled him out before.
Sorry.
I sounded so vicious when
you
I
really
said
did.
That.
You're like, oh, come on, guys.
Right. Hibbert was Academy, wasn't he?
Right, we need to fill some of the older ones in, I think.
Right. That's your department, David.
Stanek.
Yeah, Stanek. I think he might have come in around the same time. He did, Sparta Prague. Barcelona, De La Feo!
Oh, yeah.
Olympiacos, loan transfer.
I'm trying to go with the most recent ones.
Metz
is the French kid. What is his name? Oh. Any other time.
That's his name.
He's played for U23 some this season. He's got dark hair. I'm going to get so angry when I remember his name.
Just while we're waiting, Velios.
Yeah, Velios. What about the guy from UPenn, Belgian League, now plays for Anderlecht. Henry, yeah.
Okarenu or something?
Onyekuru.
Yeah, that's the one.
Who did we loan from West Ham?
Lucas Neal, was it?
Neil.
Yeah.
Don't know.
See, we definitely did sign him for a while.
Well, there is a Neil that was in there. N-E-I-L-L. So.
Yeah, well, that'll be it. Richard Wright.
Got it. What is that kid's name? That's going to drive me insane.
Paul Gerrard.
Okay. Right, I'm going to have a think about the free transfers. Grasshoppers. Oh, that. It was a sweet. Tarasage. And a Bury. Who did we get from Bury?
David Unsworth.
Unsworth, of course. Eberl.
Yeah.
Nope.
Pembridge. Mark Pembridge.
Starting to get pissed. Mine is freezing up.
Well, what was it, Jerry? What are you trying to think of?
The one I was trying to think of, the kid from Metz.
Free transfer.
What?
Don't know that one.
Decent. The kid from Metz is this past. Yeah, this is this past summer. Yeah.
Oh, I think I know who you're thinking of.
Yeah, it's bugging me.
Because he's in all the pictures saying about all the people we've signed this summer. I mean, he's one for the under-23s.
We'll get stuck.
Yeah. Really me. Oh, the Swiss kid from Grasshoppers.
Yeah, I got that one, Tarasage.
What was his name again?
Charlie Tarasage.
Oh, yeah, Tarasage.
David, Alan Stubbs. Yeah, good shows. Nick Bambi.
I don't think he's on that.
Nick Bambi was on there.
How do you spell his name?
B-A-R-M-B-Y.
Oh. How do you spell him? Bambi. Man United, free transfer.
Who we get from Man United? What about David Hinnan?
Hinnan?
I saw Hinnan? Yeah, I saw Olympiacos on here. And I was like,
that free dodgy transfer
thing we did.
In the same year as Lennon.
I'm like mad here. I always think when people are watching this, they must be like screaming names out of the series and we can't say.
Cleverly!
Oh, yeah.
That was the one. I couldn't think of his name. I knew we came in around the same time.
John Collins.
Okay. Chelsea free transfer and a loan transfer. Atsu was one.
Good call.
And the free transfer was
M-A-D-A-R. Madar.
Ladar or Madar?
Madar. M-A-D-A-R. Both of you are very privileged never to watch him play for Everton, by the way.
Okay. I've never heard of him.
Yeah, he was a striker late 90s. He was fucking teared.
Chelsea free transfer.
This would be so much easier than it is.
The same season. Are we going Hennon and Lennon? Jeez, who's smashing the keyboard?
Me, sorry. That's handy.
We got 4 minutes left, guys.
Cadamatri.
Oh, yeah.
If someone left to go for the spell in there, and I can't
do it.
C-A-D-A-M-A-R-T-E-R-I, but it doesn't show up. Cadamarteri or whatever.
Yeah. Let me just check that.
Okay.
I feel like we're allowed to do that.
Benfica, loan transfer... Swindon United, FC Cone.
C-A-D-A-M-A-R-T-E-R-I.
Yeah, that's what I did. He's not on there.
Ah, oh, it's bullshit.
Billy Adinov. Yeah, we've mentioned that name so many times. Can we remember how to spell it?
Nope. Is the answer to
nope. Billion.
Steve Simonson.
How do you spell that?
S-I-M-O-N-S-E-N.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. Got it. Kicker, loan transfer from. Oh wait, hang on, Valencia. That was the guy we got from West Ham.
Mitch Ward from Sheffield United.
Yeah.
And
another one at the same time.
Oh.
Right. Okay. Come on, Edward. Use your FIFA knowledge. We bought it. Go to the club tours.
Did we sign
Guys, Boris Mathis.
Of course.
That was the guy from Metz, Boris Mathis. All right.
Thank you.
Bakayoko.
He's on to Chelsea.
B-A-A-Y-O.
Okay, it worked.
Bakayoko.
Yeah, Bakayoko.
Yeah, did you do Yobo?
No. I did not.
My quiz is totally freezing up, so I can't actually.
It's fine.
I don't know if these things actually work. Did you do Valencia? Inter Valencia?
Yeah. Yeah. Parkinson. Parkinson.
Parkinson. Okay. Joe Parkinson.
Yeah.
St. Louis Storm.
Yeah.
Sound like an American one there.
Gareth Farley. There's an interview with him early in this week.
Do we have Mustafi for a little while?
Yes, we did. Good shout. And we had Dyer. Eric Dyer. From Sporting. Free agent, free transfer. That's a fat lot of good, isn't it?
You like me spelling? Let's be down here.
Why were you trying to spell?
I spelled Limpar wrong. I put an E in for some weird reason. Even with the A, it's still not coming up.
There should be some of these that should be screaming out to me, and I can't think of them.
I do feel like this is missing some, though.
Kilmarnock. I feel like I should know that one.
Who's the keeper from Oldham Athletic that we signed recently for the U23s?
Well, I know Jamucha. That's one that we didn't mention.
Good call. But this is a young keeper that we signed.
What about Diamonds, Graeme Stewart?
I can't spell his name. Ah, there's pressure.
Oh, and there was a...
Lost it.
What?
It's just finished for me.
Oh, it's just finished? Oh, that's a bummer because I just remembered that young Dutch defender that we signed this past year from Volendam.
I completely forgot Francis Jeffers. Tim Cahill? How can we forget him? I knew I should have remembered that one from Millwall. I got, right, from all the names being shouted out, 108.
It's not bad.
We've actually got better than the average score. We got 55%. The average score was 43.
I think
so. We've done very well.
I don't know. I think we could
look at some of them.
Alcaraz. Eto. How did I forget Eto? I knew it was an obvious one.
Yeah.
Fulds. Yeah, wouldn't have got that one. Renshaw. Joe Hilton. Marcello. Wouldn't have got him.
You know
Matthew Kennedy. Hitzberger.
Every single
Stracolazzi.
Every single time we do one of these.
Beckford.
I'm hoping that I feel smart, and then I finish, and I just get angry because I'm so dumb. Because there's so many that we should have gotten. It's ridiculous.
Fernandez, we should have just
got Fernandez. Because there's just too many.
There are a lot.
Too many options.
Barry Horn, Graeme Stewart. We did get Graeme Stewart, but I couldn't type his name right. I'm a catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
These always just make me depressed.
Yeah, but...
Oh, Matarazzi.
But you know what? We actually should go ahead and cut this short because, frankly, If we continue crying, it's just going to embarrass ourselves. So anyway, so now that we're done crying, because frankly, it's depressing when you see the ones you didn't get that were brutally obvious. Yeah. Cahill and Eto, I'm just not going to forgive myself for that.
I'm never going to forgive myself because he was my hero.
Yeah.
I agree.
So anyway, we need to move on. That's actually the end of the big show, everybody. All right. So if you've been listening via podcast, thank you for doing that. We appreciate you. Please subscribe to the Toffee Blues podcast. That's just a sweet thing to do. And rate it if you have the ability to. I think on iTunes you can rate that kind of stuff. So that'd be great. Also, if you're digging the videos, please subscribe. That's another really easy thing to do. Like our videos, leave a comment, leave some analysis, or you can say, you guys are not good at the quizzes. I will totally smoke you anytime. Whatever that
means. Did you get my comment?
Yes, I did. Edward commented last time and told me exactly what I told people to say. So it was it was great. Also, make sure you check out Edward's YouTube channel. Jamie James, details are below. Check out David's writing on the Toffee Blues website. He's got a new piece, and on the Sportsman, he's got a Lukaku piece. All kinds of good stuff, all kinds of good goodies. Check out the Toffee Blues on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Check out the Toffee Blues website. I think I'm done plugging. I think we can be finished now. Thanks so much. Thanks to David, thanks to Edward, thanks to me, and thanks for Herschel. He's been watching the whole time. Yeah.
Hey, Herschel.
You don't see him?
No.
Then maybe I need my medication. All right, guys, let's go. Enough. Have a good night. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye, audience.
Adios.
All right.